Hello, welcome back to the Matthew Corbett Show on Fantasy Radio 97 FM. I'm very, very excited. I've got Jim Lockie and the Solemn Sun here with me in the studio this evening. How you doing, guys? Thank you for coming on in.
We're all good, thank you. Thanks for having us.
You've been doing quite a big tour, so thank you very much for coming in and fitting this into your schedule. I believe last night was Birmingham, is that right?
Yeah, we were at the Flapper last night in Birmingham. Yeah.
So how's the tour been going?
It's been great. It's been a weird experience, but it's also great. Like, it's cool to travel so far from home and have people turn out and like sing your lyrics and stuff back at you and really get involved in the shows, which is cool. So it's nice. It's nice to kind of be at that working at that level now, I guess.
Awesome. Now, before we what I should say is first of all, of course, we've got Jim here, but how can we introduce the rest of the band?
I'm Simon, and I play drums and percussion.
I'm Chris, I play guitar and sing backing vocals.
I'm Phil, I play bass.
And we'll go straight into a song as well, so what's the first song you're going to play for us?
The first song is, it's called Wishing Well.
Well, I guess this old Bible won't take you home in the same way this city go after your soul. And I know it's not the same when your daughter's in the reins. Someday she will comfort you. Come out to you. Guess that's what you wanted it to do. And this whole congregation is roaring with, makes a body all raised and just a ball of fist. And I know it's not the same when your lover's lost her way. Someday she will comfort you. And I guess this is the end, my friend. The world's come out to you. Guess that's what you wanted it to do. Get me wrong, my friend, I know you're fighting through, but I still see this killing you. Well, I guess this old Bible won't take you home in the same way this city will go after your soul. Leave your doubts in that bottle on the barroom shelf. Cause there ain't nobody here gonna help you out of this wishing well. Guess we're all trouble when the moon is low. In your city of rubble, just the brothers you know. Leave your men at that station, all hollering hell. There ain't nobody here gonna help you out of this wishing well. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. There ain't nobody here gonna help you out of this wishing well.
Wishing Well by Jim Lockie and the Solemn Sun. Again, guys, thank you very much for coming on in. So, how is this... before we were talking about, the front sound of things, this tour has been going fantastic. Like, people singing back your lyrics to you. How good is that feeling? Because these are obviously quite personal songs to you.
Yeah.
And then for someone to know these and be singing, how does that feel?
I think it's great. I think it's probably benefited by the fact that we put the lyrics in the record sleeve. But,
yeah. I love it when bands do that.
But yeah, I mean, it is a great feeling. I mean, what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, it's cool to get out and you know, it's always you never know how it's going to go each night, kind of thing. It's always sort of you don't know until you step on stage kind of thing, but we've been really, really lucky and stuff, and it's lovely to come out. This is our first tour after our album's come out, so to see that the album's going down so well in so many different places is a wicked feeling, I think.
And it's been getting a lot of I mean, I've been hearing, you know, only but praise about from you guys, from, like, you know, everyone. You know, Drowned in Sound, I mean, NME, you're on their top list to watch in 2012. How does that feel?
Okay.
It's cool, man. Yeah.
I love how modest you guys are.
Yeah,
it's cool.
No, yeah, it's great. I mean, it's why we do it, you know, for people to really believe in the songs and, you know, get so into them. And it's like the guys have said, it's amazing to just be going to all these corners of the UK and just people, you know, we've never met before, that we've never had any contact with, to just come up and be like, love your album. It's like, you know, it's made, I mean, we've said, had people saying it's made their year and stuff. So
really?
That's amazing.
Yeah. And this is the your second album, Death, which was, you guys, of course, signed with Extra Mile Recordings. Yeah. How's the experience been for you, like, working with them? And then, because, of course, your first album, Atlases, that was, you bought that out of, you know, by yourselves?
Yeah, yeah. How has that compared? It's great. I think it's great. I mean, the kind of clout that Extra Mile has in terms of getting the albums to coverage and stuff is obviously the benefit, I guess, for the band. Yeah. But, I mean, beyond that, it's just being part of that great community that they have at Extra Mile. Like, all the bands, that they're all just mates, basically.
Yeah.
It's, like, so nice to play shows with all those bands and, like, and just hang out a bit.
Chris TT, Frank Turner on that. So, you know, you're in that line of... And as you say, I've met Frank and Chris, and the way that they all talk about, and Ben Marwood and all that, but praise and like a family.
It is, and it's really nice to be... slowly being inducted into that family. It's cool.
There's no nice guys. It doesn't ever seem any hierarchy there either between any of those bands. They're all, like, just so level headed about everything, which is cool. That's the kind of place you want to be, I think.
Awesome. Now, we were talking a bit before, your first album, Atlases, you were saying you were wanting to hopefully re-record that with Extra Mile.
We might do a re-release. We probably won't re-record it.
Okay.
We might treat it a little bit and fix it up and repackage it, maybe, but that's a possibility.
I don't think we really want to disguise it as a new release.
No.
Do you know what I mean? We don't want to release an old album.
Oh, I see, Is this the sort of thing, I'm guessing, especially over this past, in this past year, you've been getting a lot of new fans, you want them to...
Yeah,
yeah.
And there's demand for it, basically.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people come up at the shows and they're like, well, I like this album, but I really want to listen to your old stuff. But, and the good thing about, I guess... our level is that people do actually want the CD and stuff. They don't want to just download it.
Yeah.
We always say, well, it is up for download at the moment, but they're like, no, I don't really want that. I want to have the CD. So that's
with
why
the
we're
lyrics
do
written
it,
inside it.
Exactly.
Which is great.
Yeah. Last week you played Great Escape.
We did. Yeah.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird, but I think
it's weird.
Those things are weird. Yeah.
There's
just so many bands in such a small place. Well, I mean, Brighton's not small, but there's so many bands, and it's kind of, I guess, people have a lot to choose from and stuff, and it's kind of, it's weird.
I've done the Camden Crawl before, and that's, of course, a similar thing.
Yeah.
And, I know what you mean. It's just, like, so many people, so many bands. And you've got a walk of... I don't know what it's like in Brighton, but, of course, in Camden, you've got to walk from venue to venue, queue and all that lot. It's hard to see, maybe a bit of this, a bit of this.
Definitely.
But did you get a good response from that?
Yeah, it was cool. And it was nice to hang out with Extra Mile bands and stuff, because we were all on a night that they put on, so it was cool, yeah.
Brilliant. What's the second song we're going to hear tonight then, guys?
The second one is Home Hospitals.
Behind the mountains of windows climbing, out of these streets. There's no air in this room left to breathe. I can barely speak. The sirens are howling outside of the sirens in me. I'm an adventurer alone on the seas. Space between hospital beds and machines. And these rattling chains shake these walls and I fall. As everyone sleeps in this city, it creeps and it grows. It's not home, it's not anywhere near where I thought I'd go. Oh, but I guess that I'm next to go.
Home Hostels by Jim Locke and the Solemn Sun. What's happening? What have you guys got lined up in the near future? You're coming towards the end of this tour now. Of course, you've got Swindon tonight. Where else are you playing? What's left on the tour?
We're going to Dublin next weekend, which should be good. We're playing with our friends Chin on Tim 4.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, who are a nice bunch of lads. And then we're back to play London on the following Monday at a place called Cargo.
Yeah,
it's in Brick Lane, is it? Somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah,
some band called Admiral Fallon. Is it? Yeah, apparently they're doing pretty well, so we've jumped on the bill.
Cool.
Like the little pirates here. And then I think, you know, we're going to have a month or two off just, you know, write and just let the record sink in a bit more and then sort out another little tour.
Awesome. Are you already working on your, you know, the next album, basically?
I think it never stops, really.
Yeah.
I think that it's probably a good idea that it's just a constant thing.
Yeah, so you're constantly writing. Are you're on the road at the moment. Are you writing on the road as you go along?
Yeah.
So what's the writing process for you?
I don't really think we have, like, a fixed plan, if you know what I mean. Some of the songs, like, I'll write at home and then bring to the band, but then... Yeah. Most of the time, we'll just have bits and pieces, and we'll just piece it all together and
jam and see.
Yeah,
what
happens. Yeah, and just and it's more as long as it's very natural, we'll keep it. Yeah, sort of thing.
We've been using we do this thing as well where we kind of not purposely but end up sort of jamming out things in soundcheck as well. So it often seems that ideas sort of form a lot more.
Yeah.
When you're out on the road, just because the soundcheck time that we have. Always ends up turning into writing time, really.
Yeah, I always love that during soundcheck when the bands are just fiddling around and things like that, and then they start, as you say, you start going, oh, that sounds good. Let's, let's see what we could do.
No slap bass thing.
Not that.
I noticed you were doing it before. I was like,
ban.
Really?
He's just bought a pedal as well, which just makes the slap that extra bit slappy. Just can't get him off it.
Yeah, sexy.
I mean, where do you get the inspiration for your sound? Did you sort of go, right, guys, we're gonna make? Did you all sit down and go, right, I want to be this kind of band, sort of things like that, or is it just that's just the kind of music that you all love?
I don't think we ever really consider that, to be honest. I think, like, I mean, it started with me being on my own, so that's where the acoustic guitar kind of came in, and it just carried on through. Really, it's never really been a conscious decision to use an acoustic. It's just kind of happened, and it's still there.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, I mean, we don't particularly listen to a lot of, like, folky music or anything. We listen to much sort of heavier, sort of from rock to sort of punk and stuff like that. So I guess that influences us probably more than the folky stuff. But, no, I don't know, I mean, we just want to do whatever we can. Like, the newer stuff has, like, really weird, like, calypso-y rhythms in and stuff like that. So let's just, I don't know, see what happens, and then if it works, it does.
Awesome.
And if people hate us, then we have a really short career.
Well, at the moment, it certainly does not seem like that. As I was saying, I've been hearing and reading about nothing but praise for you guys at the moment. And, you know, so thank you very much for coming on in. I wish you all the best in the future. What's the final song we're going to hear then, guys?
The final song is a song about death, and it was the first single to be taken off the record.
I will never weigh down.